This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
This is Enterprise Biz Bikes. Good afternoon. Frida Liu together with Richard Bradbury. Our question this Friday is, have you been buying more toys, games for yourself or your kids during the pandemic? Why or why not? I know we've got a couple of comments on Instagram and Twitter. So over to you, Richard.
Yeah, the voting numbers are 57% for no and 43% for yes over on Instagram. Twitter's about a 50-50 split as well over the yes and the no's. A couple of messages here on Instagram, though. Stephen HSL has said he bought some PS4 games because he thought he'll have more time at home, but ended up with more workload, so no time. Arvin, not our Arvin, but a different Arvin, has said because there are better things to spend money on.
Right.
Let that echo with our Arvin. But Sid Washer 2 has said, I've been playing Mobile Legends more seriously since I can't socialize much during the pandemic. And Samantha has been saying that she's been trying to reduce overall electronic time.
Right.
So there you go.
I got two here from WhatsApp. Here's from Maggie Best. And she says, no, didn't have the spare cash for expensive digital gadgets. Maybe I should convince my family to play Mahjong instead. I was a reserve player for my parents when they couldn't keep up with my grandparents' 1-month-long Mahjong marathon during the May 13 emergency. There was no TV, no radio, of course, no online distraction to chase boredom away. I'm not advocating gambling, but it did improve my memory. I learned to strategize against the other players and also had my first exposure to geometric progression calculation at the age of 11. There you go. There's a bit of maths there. We've got one here from 5809. He said, bought some faulty iPad Mini 2 computer motherboards, fixed them up and resold them. Those were my toys. And then got a heat gun to remove the cracked iPad digitizers and USB EEPROM programmer to flash corrupted BIOS in the motherboards. This is a real techie kind of guy.
Yes. I mean, if we're looking at those kind of toys, I bought plenty. I have a room full of those. I bought a glue gun. I bought a computer. All of that. Yes, all of it. One last message here on Instagram that's just made me laugh a little bit. Wardmaster69. Yes, I'm trapped at home and the only friends I made are the imaginary toy friends that I bought.
Right. Okay.
So there you go.
Moving on to our next story, which is about travel. So for over a year, the travel and tourism industries have had little to no hope as the COVID-19 pandemic continues to rage on. Yet in the face of this, Airbnb seems to remain optimistic.
Yeah, in its first earnings report as a publicly traded company, they delivered a hopeful forecast for the coronavirus-battered travel industry, expressing optimism that people's appetite for new destinations will grow this year as the vaccines begin to finally make a dent in the pandemic. So travel is coming back, and they are laser-focused on preparing for the travel rebound. This is what they're saying in their opening statement.
Right. So despite travel grinding to a halt last year, Airbnb says its revenue for the fourth quarter was down only 22% compared to the same period in 2019, a sign of both its resilience as a company and its strong financial discipline, according to the firm. So Airbnb significantly scaled back its business in the middle of the year, laying off about 25% of its staff, doubling down on its core platform and capitalizing on stir-crazy customers in search of local travel and experiences.
Yeah, revenue for the quarter was $859 million, far higher than a Bloomberg consensus estimate of $739.7 million. Revenue for the full year was $3.4 billion, down 30% from the previous year. Declines in the number of nights booked on Airbnb's platform were somewhat more dramatic. They fell 39% in the fourth quarter to 46.3 million. And perhaps even more dramatic was Airbnb's fourth quarter net loss of $3.89 billion, and part of which Airbnb did attribute to charges related to their IPO that they had over in December.
Right. I mean, all said and done, I mean, they were, you know, somewhat profitable, right? Even as Airbnb proclaimed its focus on industry's rebound, it noted that travel in the months ahead will not look like it did before COVID-19 spread throughout the world. We will see a shift from mass travel to meaningful travel. The company wrote in a letter to shareholders, and with more people working from home, there will be more flexibility around where and when they travel. I'd also caution that recovery trends in this business are still impossible to predict given the uncertainty around how and when the pandemic will play out. They'll continue to have limited visibility for growth trends in 2021, given the difficulty in determining the pace of vaccine rollouts and the related impact on willingness to travel. So they're not providing outlook for the rest of 2021 at this time. I guess it's a bit difficult, right? At the same time, you probably look at countries which have got the rollout happening a lot faster. And I think Europe generally still was traveling. So probably in those markets, right? Maybe not so much in this part of the world.
I mean, I look over at New Zealand with incredibly jealous eyes, you know, and I see them having concerts and festivals and sporting events and all kinds of things. And I'm thinking to myself, well, that looks a really nice place to travel right now. You know, it's literally the end of the earth, so to speak. But yeah, I'm ready now, Frida. I'm ready to start traveling and go somewhere else. I mean, Bangsar is nice and all, but you know, I need a different kind of stand under my feet too.
You know, I have been ready for a long time, as you know. I traveled quite a fair bit in 2019. It's like as if I knew I wasn't going to be able to do that in 2020. And you know, and I'm just being realistic. And I don't know. It's just going to be interstate travel at most. I really don't see us using our passport at any time this year. That's just me being like, okay, what do I do given the time? I mean, if we do get to travel and we've all been vaccinated, then that's just, you know, bonus, you know, for the year.
I mean, to come back to this Airbnb thing though, quickly before we take a break, how would it make you feel about staying in an Airbnb place moving forward? Would that be something that concerned you at all? I mean, is it any different in terms of people going in and out? Is it any different to people being in a hotel or anything? It's not really, is it?
It's not really, I think like with Airbnb hosts, they have to show that the place has been sanitized, that sort of thing.
Right.
So you have to take all these things into consideration and you know, even include the sanitizing costs, right? Like housekeeping costs to the guests. You know, probably that sort of thing. I should know, but you know, because I do have a unit which, you know, fortunately was utilized, but you know, I have someone to take care of it because I don't want to think about changing toilet paper or replacing toilet paper. Now, just before we move on to our last story about SOPs, we've got one from Rose. I bought a lightsaber but couldn't frighten my son into washing the car for fear of losing his arm. All right.
Oh dear, oh dear.
Okay, thank you for that, Ro. Of course, our question to you, have you been buying more toys, games for yourself or your kids during the pandemic? Why or why not? You know, let us know. Twitter, Instagram at BFM Radio, WhatsApp 018-789-8899. Stay tuned, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.